We hope you can excuse a little scratchy sound there. We're playing from an LP that we've cleaned up fairly well, I think, but we may have some more cleaning to do. The plain chant, Hodie, Christ is born. I'm Andrew Patner. Welcome to a special Christmas edition of Critical Thinking, or Christmas Week. It's December 23rd when we're broadcasting this, and for a number of reasons, I thought we would dust off, literally, an LP from 1973, so it's 40 years old now, of the Chicago Children's Choir in its semi-original incarnation as a Southside Hyde Park and Environs group based at the First Unitarian Church of Chicago, and up until recently then co-sponsored by the Urban Gateways Program of Chicago. I want to play the album for you in two acts, side one and side two, and keep my chatter to a minimum. I do, though, want to read to you from the notes for the album, both because they're quite wonderful and also because Jane Mather, who really oversaw this and other early albums and so much else for and with the Chicago Children's Choir, died earlier this year, and I'd like to share her words as a memory as well as a description. Christmas, Jane wrote, is a bright festival of our belief in and trust of each other, and we deliberately clothe it with many garments of celebration. The lights and ornaments, the greeting cards, gift-giving, and the hospitality of the open house. In our annual recreations of Christmas, we remember our previous years, and in some of our customs, we even remember years that were not ours, and celebrate rituals, sacred and secular, that come from other cultures and their ancestors. Singing is a vital part of this celebration. We share with our children the carols that were part of our own childhoods, and we add other people's carols to them. These carols tell and retell the age-old story of the birth of the child in the manger, and each culture, in its own language, celebrates the infant as one of its own. Sometimes the music is a lullaby for the sleeping child, or a song of the animals at the manger. Sometimes it recounts the magic journey, following the star of Bethlehem, to the birthplace of a new king, or the wondrous moment when the angels sang their glorias to the shepherds. Other carols speak less of the story and more of the ways we celebrate it, with Yule logs, caroling, and bowls of wassail. Each Christmas, we not only sing our own favorite carols, we delight in hearing others sing them, and we take special delight in the singing of children. Many Chicagoans have made Chicago Children's Choir annual Christmas concerts one of their own traditions. This record allows you to share such a program at home, and in this case, it allows us to share this program with you on the radio. We're going now to hear side one of Behold That Star, 1973 album of the Chicago Children's Choir. And in about 20 minutes, I'll tell you the program of what we just heard, and I'll introduce you to the second half.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Thank you.
Round the Glory Manger, a Jubilee from the U.S. of A., the Chicago Children's Choir singing from Behold That Star, an LP released in 1973. To start that set, side one of the album, we heard the Hodie at the beginning of the program, and then together, seamlessly, we hope, you heard O Come, Emmanuel, an adapted version of the famed Plain Song, Gustav Holst's Lule My Liking, David Edmonds, the boy soprano, Mary Had a Baby, the spiritual, David Edmonds again, boy soprano, Jesu Wingenlied, the German, Christmas Dance of the Shepherds, as set and adapted by Zoltan Kodály, Leah McCoo, piccolo, and then Kodály's Angels and Shepherds. Three Hungarian carols, Susan Turner, soprano, and then, as we said, Round the Glory Manger, a Jubilee. We'll continue now with comments, liner notes from the album by Jane Mather, who was so identified with the children's choir in its first decades and who died in her 80s earlier this year in Hyde Park. As in a Chicago Children's Choir concert, some of the works in this recording are sung by small ensembles, others by a large chorus. Further adding to the mixture of sound, some of the songs are sung by high voices only, while in others, the sopranos and altos are joined by men's voices. Of course, these men were and are men in high school, so 18 and under for the most part. The carols these groups sing represent a diversity of traditions in text and music. The oldest is the Hodie text and melody, the Latin proclamation for Christmas morning that on this day Christ is born. The newest are two songs written by Zoltán Kodály expressly for high voice choruses. Some carols combine the old and the new, plain chants and folk melodies with modern texts, and ancient carol texts in modern settings. Some were deliberate compositions whose composers or arrangers are known, others from England, Germany, Hungary, and the American Black tradition have origins untraced or untraceable. The choir itself is an equally marvelous mixture of ages and cultures. Its singers are boys and girls, 9 to 19, whose backgrounds represent the broad cultural, racial, religious, and economic spectrum of Chicago. The choir is committed to a firm vocal and musical discipline, a high performance standard, the exploration of the widest range of music performable by children, and to the growth of its members as people, as well as musicians. The Chicago Children's Choir was founded in 1956 by its director, Christopher Moore, as a church school choir for 24 children of Chicago's First Unitarian Church, still located at 57th and Woodlawn in Hyde Park. In 1963, in association with Urban Gateways, a citizens' corporation providing varied arts enrichment opportunities for culturally isolated youngsters and their families, and now doing even more than that, the choir began choral training programs at selected schools in inner-city neighborhoods to qualify more youngsters for concert teams. At the same time, the choir began admission by open audition to all other potential young singers in the metropolitan area. Currently, again, this is 1973, the choir has 500 participants in the neighborhood training units, concert unit in training, the tour unit, and the alumni chorus for high schoolers. Most voices in the performing teams have 2 or more years of training behind them, and some stay in the program for 6 or 8 years. Some 100 voices from the tour unit and the alumni chorus shared in the making of this recording. The alumni tenors and basses, young men 12 to 19, surely constitute one of the youngest male ensembles in regular public performance. Choir teams have performed, then, in 27 states, 2 Canadian provinces, and 3 European countries in the course of several dozen weekend to 6-week-long concert tours. Different teams sing over 100 concerts a year, at home and on the tour, on their own and in cooperation with the orchestras, operas, and ballet companies. Support for the choir comes from its continuing sponsors, the First Unitarian Church of Chicago and Urban Gateways, increasingly from the choir's own earnings and from the generous contributions of individuals, corporations, and foundations in Chicago and around the country. Jane Mather's words on this album, still a basis for a choir program and an institution that has grown, expanded, and evolved, and now is based downtown at the Cultural Center. Jane Mather writing these words 40 years ago in 1973. We go now to side 2, part 2 of Behold That Star, the Christmas album of the Chicago Children's Choir from 1973, played for you from the original Brewster Records LP.
Found in the inn.
It is the Star of Bethlehem.
For and traveled from the east
to Jesus, star of Bethlehem,
to worship him, the Prince of Peace.
To Jesus, star of Bethlehem. Behold that star, behold that star up yonder, behold that star, it is the star of Bethlehem.
A song broke forth upon the night. From angel host all robed in white.
It is the star of Bethlehem. Behold that star. Behold that star up yonder. Behold that star. It is the star of Bethlehem. Behold that star. Behold that star up yonder. Behold that star. It is the star of Bethlehem. Here we come, a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come, a-wandering so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. We are not daily beggars that beg from door to door, but we are neighbor's children whom you have seen before. Love and joy come to you, and to you your bustle too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. Good master and mistress, as you sit by the fire, pray think of us poor children who wander in the mire. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. God bless the master of this house, likewise the mistress too, and all the little children that round the table go. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
Do I need to tell you that that was the American spiritual, Go Tell It on the Mountain? I don't think so, but I'm telling you anyway. We closed part two with that. We began it with another spiritual, Behold That Star. Maurice Thomas was the high school age tenor. The English Wassail Song. The German carol of Melchior Vulpius, Es ist ein Rose entsprungen. The English Echo Carol, While by My Sheep, adapted plain song of In the Lonely Midnight, Berlioz's The Shepherd's Farewell from L'Enfance du Christ, the English People Look East, Fröhlich soll mein Herz entspringen of Johann Kruger, the German tradition, and then Go Tell It on the Mountain. So many of the people who made this album figuratively and literally are gone now, including the founders, including, sad to say, the two main vocal soloists as well. We pay tribute and offer thanks to the late director and founder, Christopher Moore, the late directors, Ivy Beard and Joseph Brewer, and Janet Underhill, still alive and kicking. Ran into Janet at the Van Cliburn Amateur Piano competition, where she had made it to the competition. Accompanists Martha Fallhaber, still around, and the late Larry Mendez. Administrative and management, the late Jane Mather, and the very active Frenny Ness. Student aides at the time credited on the album, Melissa Newman, Joan Peterson, and the late Maurice Thomas. And the two soloists we have lost, Maurice and David Edmonds, who was the boy soprano in this recording. If you heard anybody maybe a little off key in the second alto section, that was yours truly. I sang in the choir from 1970 to 1977. Charles Hawes, Brewster Records, recorded and produced this album back in 1973. We'd like to thank Matt DeStefano for helping to bring this album back to life. We apologize for any bumps or scratches, but that's part of the experience. Maybe we will find a modern transcription of this album for future use. We'd like to thank our funders, Alphawood Foundation, and other friends of this program. Whatever your beliefs or lack thereof, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, a Happy 2014. We'll have another special program for the new year for you next week. Drop us a line, listen to us online, Rentap, that's Patner spelled backwards, R-E-N-T-A-P at AOL.com, WFMT.com/critical thinking, and we'll see you next week.